This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. I come to you with grave information and grave developments. I have researched what's been happening the last 7 weeks in great detail. I've researched the background of the organizations and groups that are exacerbating and creating the hysteria. And we've done a deep analysis of the globalist operations. And we are now 100% clear on what's taking place and what is unfolding. So I'm going to lay some things out here in this first hour as calmly as I can, but I cannot express to you enough the level of danger and seriousness of what we are facing and the magnitude of what we are facing. We are facing a greater threat than we faced from tyranny in World War II and the Cold War. And I'm going to lay it all out here today with Owen Schroyer, who's in studio back at ATX. I'm very near Austin. I'll be back in 2 days. We also have Mike Adams coming on next hour. We have Dr. Francis Boyle on Wednesday. We have a lot of other special guests, and we're going to be giving different views, looking at the same problem from different angles. So we don't get on high talking points here. We have a lot of great researchers, people I respect, who have different views and different perspectives. We agree on some things. We disagree on others. So let me just calmly try to lay this out. This is a world government martial law on a planetary scale drill. The virus is real. It does kill some people. We called the incredible hype and martial law that was coming more than 6 weeks ago. But just because we called it correctly, that this was going to be a seismic, ultra-massive, colossal event, does not mean then that we are for the hype or for the hysteria that you see every socialist, every communist, every globalist, every authoritarian country, Hollywood and big tech, all unified, pushing the maximum hysteria for the maximum martial law lockdowns that they can get. That response is as synthetic as the man-made virus that major universities and the Senate Intelligence Committee and others have said is clearly man-made. And it's the fact that it's man-made, number one. Number two, the fact that it has the HIV delivery system, that's a fact. And that the virus is coming back is the key, the skeleton key to open any door. When it comes to this story, it's a Rosetta Stone. So there's no focus on that. And the media demonizes you if you talk about that because they don't want a discussion of where it came from, communist China, the fact that they were working on it in Wuhan, and the fact that they released it as they were losing their trade war to try to take down the United States, working in concert with fellow traveler globalists throughout government, throughout corporations, and throughout academia and the media. And they are now all singing from the same sheet of music. They are all demanding national gun confiscation. They are all demanding interstate travel bans. And out of this, America will never emerge again. This is the great test of America. This is a huge hysteria, overblown, overdriven, to try to scare the land of the free, home of the brave, into a total capitulation, monkey see, monkey do, after watching communist China, and then now communists run Italy, and globalists run France, and globalists run Germany, and globalist socialists run Spain, all announcing martial law in effect. And I can tell you, it's all over the news. We told you yesterday that Trump was considering announcing the tri-state ban. That's another piece of news I'm coming up with that I have confirmed in Connecticut and two other states. With the interstate man, and that he may back down. He backed down then. He has another press conference at 3:30 Eastern today. We'll be covering that. But you see the other countries doing it, and the word is President Trump is going to announce that because they have set the precedent forcing him into it. If he doesn't, he hasn't responded properly. We'll break it all down on the other side. Stay with us. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The date is Monday, March 16th, the year 2020 that was wanted to be a year unlike any other has already come out that way. Global stock markets continue to plunge 1,000 points or so a day despite the Federal Reserve's desperate action. We laid out exactly how this COVID-19 would unfold. We laid out the monkey-see-monkey-do of martial law in China and the obvious theatrics they were engaged in to create as much fear as possible. Then the choreographed working with mainstream media, major institutions, and other communist and socialist governments to create the precedent for martial law, total lockdown in your houses. That's maximum martial law. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 9.5. To now criticize Trump, if he didn't create the hysteria and lock things down as well, they would simply have the corporations and governors and media and big tech do it and then say that he hadn't responded when the deaths began. Each one, they would hype up like it was a million. Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. And so first lands it was saying 15% died, and then it was 2% died, and then it was 1% died. Clearly, this is a world government, planetary martial law takeover drill. Just because InfoWars accurately with precision predicted the trajectory starting 7 weeks ago till now and exposed the man-made nature of the virus and exposed the fact that its real danger is that it comes back because it's an HIV attack system with an HIV delivery system. HIV was man-made. This is man-made. We must discuss the providence, the lineage, the bloodline of the RNA of this virus. That will bring the globalists down. Only exposure of the fact that they developed these in bioweapon labs, that Obama sold it to China, that it was released now as a bioweapon against the West, with the media and big tech and authoritarian regimes coordinating with total precision to blame Trump and to blame the UK. If you look at global news, they praise Italy and China's and all the other globalist countries' response. But, oh, England's doing a terrible job, even though they're very draconian. And, oh, America's doing a bad job. It's all in the scripting. Now, some listeners will say, well, you have Mike Adams on saying you got to lock down and, you know, all unnecessary travel and all this to stop the spread. Well, on those models, if you believe those models, though potentially millions dead, yes. And I'm not saying it's bad to have that perspective. It's good to war game in the dialectic of the most extreme alarmist views, which, if it is accurate how bad it is, are reasonable, or the other view that the virus is very deadly. None of that is in the real equation. That is up for debate, and we'll discover in the balance and fullness of time. The issue is the synthetic nature of the virus, its bloodline, where it came from, its history, its artificiality, its syntheticness, and the fact that's hidden in plain view in major publications like The Scientist and other major publications 5 years ago. Why is a chimera coronavirus that's super deadly being given by North Carolina University to China? We can plot all that on screen. So let's walk through it all, and we'll get Owen Schroyer's take on this. And then I have a massive announcement coming in the last segment of this hour, one of the biggest announcements ever about what we're up to and what InfoWars is doing and moral decision I've made about the right thing to do. And then Mike Adams will be joining us in the next hour. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun here. Of course, the War Room is coming up today. He'll probably host part of that as well. But he has some of the other great crew hosting that as well. David Knight on 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every morning, doing an excellent job as well. I was tuning into him this morning while I was exercising, and he was making a lot of really incredibly important on target points. We'll probably also get David to weigh in sometime in studio during the show tomorrow with Owen as well. And again, we have other experts joining us. We should probably get Mr. Rappaport on. He's been saying it's a global government drill hoax from the beginning. Doesn't mean the virus isn't real. Doesn't mean it doesn't kill some people. But the total hysteria unified, and now the National Guard and troops, and already I saw police. Now there's practicing checkpoints here in Texas, blocking a highway yesterday. It is all unfolding right now. But here's what you need to know. A year and a half ago, the UN came out and said disease X will show up in the next few years. It could kill 100, 200 million people. Then in November of last year, just 4 months ago, Bill and Melinda Gates hosted a giant drill where 65 million people died from a corona-style virus. And I have those headlines right here. Again, all of these can be pulled up by anybody that just search engines them. So they had all this prepared. They had all this ready. They had all this in place. Bill and Melinda Gates patented the virus for a vaccine. That's all ready. And then there's all this hype in the movies and TV about giant outbreaks that were already queued up and ready on Netflix and in theaters in November and December and January, and new shows on Discovery Channel and History Channel. You could see the whole giant rollout right before. I never needed to get secret Soros documents, even though we got them, to see all the TV shows and movies about race war and whites being racist right at the end of Obama's administration, because they were considering trying to trigger a race war and Obama staying in office. But then sure enough, we got the secret documents from Antifa and George Soros' son funding it. They were planning just that and coordinating with Hollywood. You can see the scripting. Well, the race war failed, and Russiagate failed, and Ukrainegate failed. And so Trump was right to come out and say the media's response of total hysteria is a hoax. That was his original response. And his advisors. And then Limbaugh, everybody else came out and said, this is probably as bad as the flu. You know, this is a bunch of fear-mongering. The left is all supporting this. That was Limbaugh's cue that it was BS. We were explaining to Trump that it was a setup, that if he didn't respond, at least in their rhetoric up front, they were going to set him up for what this virus did, because they've got other versions of it that are weaponized that they can release, that it looks like have already been released in areas of Europe and other areas. You understand, it's very sophisticated. So this is a huge operation. We know it's synthetic. We know it's an attack. We know it's coming. But in the fog of war, you can bet and you can see and you can research that they've already got other versions of this ready that mutate quickly and then aren't deadly anymore. They'll go through a few groups of people, kill a saturated group, create a panic, but then they retrograde out. And there's also evidence that it's also a binary weapon, that you've got to have other things in the environment for it to be triggered, such as certain heavy metals already in the lungs and degraded lungs, like in communist China, the dirtiest country with absolute, you know, no smog controls on the face of the earth. So there's a lot of data and information going into this. But when we come back, here's the big issue that we're going to be breaking down. This is the end of our way of life. And out of this, if you think the Patriot Act and 9/11 took your freedoms, the left tells us leave the borders open, let folks swim with bubonic plague, drug-resistant TB, dozens of other diseases, let them spread into schools, let it bankrupt our economy. That's when they're playing Cloward and Piven. But now that this is here, still there's no discussion about our physical borders. They're wide open in the South. It's all about how you can't leave your house and how you can't go to the store unless you're authorized and how you can't travel across state lines, but Trump hasn't sealed the borders first. And so Trump has overcorrected from saying nothing's going to happen. We're like, no, sir, you're being set up, which then started happening. We knew the scripting ahead of time, understanding the globalist and researching it, 100% that on. Everybody witnessed it here. But then he's overcompensating. Oh, well, I'll go further than Europe. I'll have a ban on interstate travel unless it's absolutely authorized. The military taking over food distribution centers. All of this is being announced. So Trump is overcompensating. And if the courts go along with this, it will set the precedent that every time there's some new little virus or something, just like a storm coming into town, everything gets locked down. And then we learn the globalists have a plan for these compact smart cities to be these literal dome cities of the future, Google says, where you'll, quote, be safe from the new bioweapon of the week. This is the global takeover.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. What we are witnessing is worldwide mind control. We are witnessing the stampeding of the world, and the stampede started in communist China. And now the lemmings are running off the edge of cliffs. You've got all these talk show hosts. You've got Piers Morgan saying, shut all the bars down, don't let people out of their houses, or everybody's dead. And that's the same thing that de Blasio is saying, and Democrat mayors are announcing the power to confiscate guns. They're announcing you can't sell guns. They're announcing you're not able to sell alcohol. It's the lockdown of society. Everything InfoWars always told you the globalists were setting up worldwide, and they were going to use a bioweapon to do it. It's how my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, ends, that I made in 2007. And so they're here. And you look at the globalists, the authoritarians, they're all using it to grab power. They're all demanding Trump do more. And then when there's 100 deaths, 1,000 deaths from this here in the United States, it will all be Trump's fault for not just telling everybody to stay in their homes for the rest of their lives, even though the virus is now part of the environment, it's mutating, and it comes back in many people. But there's no discussion of how it has an HIV delivery system. There's no discussion of the fact that it's man-made and that it was in major journals in 2015. Headline out of The Scientist. Let's put that on screen over and over and over again. I've got it right here. Saying, why did Obama allow the sale of this weaponized coronavirus to communist Chinese, along with many others? But that's the reality. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. That's what these labs are doing everywhere. But then, oh, the very people that are doing this in the labs are the very ones that stand to get all the power now over society. Now, here's the key. I'm going to go to Owen Schroyer. If you go back 5 years ago, documents began to come out of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and Apple, how they all had secret plans to compete with each other for their own smart cities of the future or domed cities. Google wants to build domed smart cities. Just type that in, click images, you can put it on screen. And Toronto found out about the plan to just basically take over part of the city and crack everyone, Denver, all of them. And people are getting upset, but now they're saying, oh, don't worry, there's going to be bio attacks and all these things in the future. You'll need to be in these dome cities to be safe. And so people will fight to have the smart cities. There it is. Minnesota was way ahead of Google in planning a smart city, and where it's the domed area where the elite live, and then everybody else on the outside gets hit with the bioweapons they're actually releasing, and people fight to get into the domed city with all the 5G and all the control where you've got to be inoculated, and all these governments in Europe just signed executive orders for forced inoculations of Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine that you know they've got ready. They're just waiting till you panic properly. They're going to roll it out. Sorry, don't have the vaccine, can't fly. That's why I've made the decision to oppose all the hysteria and the fear. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, as President during World War II said, Roosevelt, and that's true. And so, yes, it's scripted. Yes, it's manufactured. Yes, it's man-made. Yes, it does kill people. Yes, it's got an HIV delivery system. Doesn't mean it gives you HIV or AIDS. It has that delivery system. It's airborne. It's a cover for other attacks. And as soon as we show that we hit our knees for something that might kill 1% of people, maybe, as soon as we show that we hit our knees, and then our response is to bend over and say, do whatever you want to me, well, now you've set the precedent for the military, industrial, globalist, big tech, pharma complex, run by the Chi-Coms as the model, to use this as a tool of social control. You ever wondered how the Chi-Coms would fight back against Taiwan and the Chinese people saying no to all this? You ever wondered how they would strike back? Well, it's with an invisible enemy, and only the state can protect you. So, yes, we were right telling you all this hysteria was coming. People didn't believe us 6-8 weeks ago. Now people are like, whoa, what do we do? And most people I talk to aren't buying into this and aren't buying into the fear and see right through it. Though they are getting prepared because of the financial collapse and the riots and what happens if the EBT cards don't get filled and the globalists are going to try to exacerbate civil unrest during this, you can bet your boots. Now they're talking about canceling the RNC. The DNC, now they're talking about canceling the election. Just 3 weeks ago, I said, will they cancel the election? Mike Adams said that as well. I want to say something about Mike Adams. I like Mike, really respect him. He's been dead on about analyzing how this would happen, how the hysteria would unfold. He believes in the lockdown to save people because potential projections show it really could be a mass killer. I'm saying that I don't think it kills 20,000 people in the next year in the United States. Now, the flu kills 35,000 or so. So, again, why is this happening? It's the way it's all been hyped. So I think it's good to see Mike's perspective and bounce things off of that. Okay, and I disagree with Limbaugh saying this isn't a big deal. No, this is the beginning of the end of everything. If we bow to this and we don't respond to this right, we act like a bunch of cowards. Look, if you're scared of bugs and you're going to self-quarantine, that's great. Most people have jobs and children, and they can't. And the big tech wants us to lock down inside the cities, inside our homes, and have authorization via our smartphones when we go out. China already has that model. So this is the rollout of the social credit score with big tech. This is the 5G takeover. This is the pretext to end our way of life forever and live austere with a small carbon footprint. You ever wondered how they're going to shut down people's travel? You ever wondered how they're going to shut down everything? This is it. This is the new dark age the globalists said they would create using the threat of bioweapons, locking people down in smart control grid cities. And then everybody else out there can just kill themselves. All the big mega cities tax everybody and suck all the resources in. Globalism was never about unifying the world and nations together. It was about destroying nations, building mega cities on the lines of the city of Rome, the Vatican, and other district of criminals. This is their official model. We have cracked the code. We know how to oppose it. So that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand that this is the big one. Owen Schroyer, we've got a minute and a half. They'll be taking over next hour. Really appreciate your great work. What is your analysis on what I just said? Do you agree or disagree?
No, Alex. I think, obviously, there's been a lot of mystery to this over the course of the last month and a half. And the one thing, despite all the different angles we've been covering in the commentary, the one thing that we've all been looking at and in agreement with, I think has never been more clear, and that is exactly this. The coronavirus outbreak, quote unquote, is 9/11 on a global scale. It's a false flag. It's to end freedom worldwide, to get people in a state of fear and hysteria, and it'll be justified because, oh, you don't want to die from the coronavirus. So, I mean, Alex, I think that we can try to figure out who's to blame or what's behind it. Who to know. If people just understand what this is on a global scale, to keep you in your homes, have military lockdown worldwide, that's how we can defeat this thing. Not being afraid of it, not buying into all the hype. And, you know, Alex, it's tough because people come at you, oh, you're going to cause people to die because you're not being hysterical. Well, I don't want to cause people to be slaves by making them hysterical. So Alex, it's crazy. We can try to discuss all the different angles, but people need to know that you've been spot on. InfoWars has been spot on. This is a global drill, 9/11 false flag style, to bring in tyranny worldwide. No doubt.
That's right. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Trump and his plan to ban interstate travel, and then what comes after that. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast, really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here live on this very solemn live Monday edition. You know, when you're paying attention like I've been doing for 30 years, when you've been on air 26 years, when you've interviewed the former head of the Army's bioweapons program, the former head of the Army's DU program, the former head of Air Force weapons development probably 50 times, the head of HARP, on air, and I'm not bragging, folks, when you've interviewed the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty and World Law probably 50, 60 times, when you've interviewed people from the entire spectrum of what is the deep state telling you what's going on, and then you read Bill and Melinda Gates, and you read the UN, the Club of Rome, and you see them saying 20 years ago, we will use bioweapons and the threat of man-made releases or natural pandemics to bring in world government. And we're going to build dome cities where the elites live and everybody else lives outside of them. And then we're going to depopulate everybody using the microbes. The Queen of England's husband says that in statements. Okay? So Bill Gates gets up at TED TV 12 years ago. And he goes, we need to save the earth. Carbon's the problem. No, toxic waste, GMO, nuclear weapons, the problem. And he says, we need to reduce the number of people or the carbon. And he does the equation, and it's people to zero, and everybody laughs. They teach eugenics. They teach the ruling class that they're better than everybody and that there's too many people. They've got to get rid of us. Well, the public does act dumb and lazy and has drunk the Kool-Aid. And I'm not defending what Bill and Melinda Gates and all of them are doing. I am morally have a responsibility. I had a chance to join them. I had the Kissinger Group in front of John Harmon, the head of the Kissinger Group, try to hire me. The guy was unbelievable. And I had others do that as well because they're just so arrogant. But I have witnesses to this, ladies and gentlemen. So when they come to you, because I've had other private meetings that are off record, I haven't violated those confidences. They talked about actual crimes, then I would violate the confidence, but I have to be able to talk to these people. And I've been up in the high rises with top people. And this is how they get everybody to join them. Listen, you're an elitist just because you know all this, because you understand this and you have such a grasp. You could be one of our top managers. I mean, look, Pachinik's not really one of them, but he's been at the CFR and a globalist and run operations. And Alex, you ought to be the head of intelligence. Why, you came up with this, you know, this plan. That's just how they pat you on the head, folks. And it's okay. But that's how they get people to join this is flattery. So I've been up in the ivory towers, 50 stories up, and I've had them say everything will be taken care of. Fox News show, the book deals. You think my wife's hot? She'd like to bang you right now, okay? You want to bang my wife? You can bang her right now. Just sign the paperwork, okay? It's just like Al Pacino and Devil's Advocate. Let me tell you, just like that, okay? So I've been to the top of the stinking pyramid, folks, and it stinks. So I'm not joining them, and they've all run to their bunkers that I told you 20 years ago about their underground bunkers and the private airstrips and the weapons, and that they don't even trust their own security people. They shouldn't. Their security people hate them. So they now literally have robot guns that pop up with 50 cals, that these guys have video game controllers or AI that kills anybody that crosses the line. They've got minefields on their private property. They've got little villages that they finance that have locals that, you know, produce wine and food, and they've got all these self-contained deals. They all hauled ass. Let me tell you, I just read about this in the newspaper later. I was in Hollywood, then I'm going to go to Owen, and then just so much to cover here. I was in Hollywood, and I was going to see the studios of James Cameron. And I was out there, I was invited there, and he was going to come up with all these hologram movie theaters and everything else. And I was talking to one of these big producers, and he's like, yeah. He goes, James Cameron isn't really into movies anymore. He's just moved up, you know, New Zealand, and he's got a big ship in case that goes down. Because on Navy, that he writes off as searching for the Titanic. No, it's his escape deal because he was let in on the plan to exterminate everybody. And Bill Joy wrote about it in Wired magazine 20 years ago as well, 21 years ago now. So why the future doesn't need us? They're telling us, ladies and gentlemen, that they think there's too many people and they're going to get rid of us. And then they have a disease X that's a coronavirus drill 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Then they have a tabletop 4 months ago of wiping out 65 million. And then after all this fear, then you see the hysteria in China that's real people dying, but a bunch of over dramatization and people being gassed and people being shot and welded into their homes. a real nightmare science fiction movie, just like we saw in all the movies, to initiate the fear and the stampede to end our way of life, right as all this work from home, virtual reality stuff comes out. And now they're going to launch all the work from home and collapse all the civilization that we've had, except in the dome cities, that you have to opt into their rules, their inoculations, their 5G, their 6G, their control. Do we have Norm Pattis on the line? All right, we're going to go to Norm Pattis in just a moment. And I don't want him to get to our big announcement until we come back. But I wanted him to just tell you what his federal sources, high level, and state sources are saying as they prepare tri-state martial law and the lockdown of everything just where he's at. Then we'll come back with a big announcement. Owen Schroyer will be riding shotgun into the next hour. Mike Adams is coming up. I'll host a little bit in the next hour because I want to talk to Mike about this as well. But Norm Pattis, this really is from your legal position. You thought I was overstating martial law a few days ago, but you're saying, looking at this, that's what we're facing.
It appears to be. I mean, yesterday afternoon, I got a call out of the blue from someone who had been in touch with somebody in the White House legal counsel's office to say that President Trump was actively considering a 30-day travel ban and that the legal office was pushing back as unlawful. In the evening press conference, it didn't happen. There's another press conference today, so let's see what does happen. And about 2 hours ago, I got a call from somebody well-placed in the Connecticut National Guard to say that that it would not be surprising to see a tri-state, that is New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, lockdown within 24 to 48 hours. I've received another call since I last communicated with you from a physician in a hospital in northern Manhattan to say that they are becoming overwhelmed at this point with the cases that they're having, and to stay clear of the city, that nothing good is going to be happening there for a while. So, I mean, also, and then you look at the op-ed piece that by Cuomo this morning in the New York Times, basically asking the president to mobilize military resources to transform otherwise non-hospital facilities into hospital facilities. The kids at Columbia University have been asked to leave their dorms. The dormitories at Columbia are right next to St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital on the Upper West Side. So, you know, you start to connect all these dots, and it looks like there is a tsunami coming, and it's pretty terrifying as I sit here.
Well, let's be clear. When you declare martial law, you get it set up and beta tested first, then you trigger it. We first reported 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, that secret martial law, FEMA emergency had already been set up. So, again, Trump didn't want to cause a panic. We'll talk about the dialectic when we come back, though, because they basically have forced him to do this on the surface. It doesn't matter whether it's President Trump or who's in power. It's our Bill of Rights. It's our Constitution. We can't allow the system or a communist country to have this big freak out. We don't know the truth of what really happened. And then now there's a few thousand deaths in Europe or whatever. And so we're supposed to totally lock down our civilization. Trump is set to have a press conference at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. We're going to come back, get Owen Schroyer's take on this. We'll do another this segment and then one more with this announcement. Into the next hour. And then I want to talk about this face-to-face with Mike Adams and his perspective. Once I make my announcement, I'm going to get Mike Adams' take on this as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We have high-quality products that boost the immune system. But I suggest all of you drink plenty of clean water, get right with God, and visit InfowarsStore.com. We have amazing products at InfowarsStore.com. And your funding makes this entire transmission possible. But whatever you do, word of mouth now is key. Tell folks they want to know the truth of what's happening. Go to Infowars.com/show and ban dot video.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The year is 2020. It's March 16th. And the entire world is being incrementally locked down and put into house arrest, martial law. Except as we speak, in Turkey and in North Africa and other areas, Islamic leaders have launched giant multi-million man invasion forces overrunning the borders of southern Europe and the Balkans. And the left is saying, let them in. But they're saying, Governor de Blasio and Piers Morgan, they say they want you locked in your houses. Schools locked down. Restaurants locked down. Gyms locked down. But don't worry. The border all stays wide open. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Meanwhile, over in communist China, this thing popped up, they say, in November. It's clearly man-made. They create all of this hysteria. who knows what the truth is, but communist China now, the model of world government, the model of surveillance, the model of social credit scores, the model of globalist-directed, tyrant-directed AI, they are being praised for killing people at checkpoints and welding them into their homes and shutting down whole cities for months, but now suddenly they're fine, even though Chinese citizens say folks are still dying. Now that it's moved on, it's no longer Wuhan virus. Now it's just COVID-19, and China's good, and it's America's fault, and it just moves on because the globalist psychologists, using television the last 60 years, lowered the attention span for the average American or average Westerner or average person now on the earth from 15 minutes to 7.4 seconds. 7.4 seconds. It's no longer the Wuhan virus. It's the COVID-19. So, I prayed about this the last few days. I really cogitated on it, and it's the right thing to do intellectually, scientifically, historically, but most importantly, at a gut level, spiritual level. I know how the president got maneuvered into overreacting because he underreacted. We said they're going to use that against him. Mike Adams, I think, gave the extreme end of how we could respond. I think it's reasonable for him to have that view. He's a smart guy. He certainly predicted the trajectory. So did we and others. We know what we're talking about. But as you know, we've been more moderate in this because the other danger is never coming out of this and then having new viruses all the time that are like weather reports of storms coming in where society's locked down. And that's the globalist model for forced inoculations and for gun confiscation and for not being able to leave your homes and smartphones, like China says is the model, to track where you go and what you do to make sure you're authorized. They're going to use viruses and other bioweapons as the way to end freedom, depopulate us. And so because forced inoculation is where this is leading, first it's going to block some flights, then it's block some transport, and then shut down schools and shut down bars and shut down restaurants and shut down gyms and shut down malls. As you go into a global financial reset, and then they suspend the election. So when I do this, it's not because it's President Trump. I like President Trump. The globalists definitely hate him, but they've maneuvered him into this Hobson's choice, this rock in a hard place. Immovable object comes in the unstoppable force. Because if he doesn't respond, they'll just trigger riots and other crises, and the media will trigger hysteria. Either he comes in with the clampdown, or the globalists do it and brush him aside and make him where he's irrelevant. The left celebrated it. This will bring down America. This will bring down Trump. We said, Trump, look out. 5-6 weeks ago, they're setting you up. We were absolutely right. But where Mike Adams and I diverge some, and that's good for debate, we're not a cult, is that now the other end of this, in the dialectic, we have to push back towards what's more reasonable in the balancing act. So here we are. So that's why I am announcing this exclusively with Norm Pattis. I was already thinking about what I was going to do, how I was going to oppose this, just to point out our rights and have some pushback. Doesn't mean I hate the president. Doesn't mean I even think he's wrong on every front. But we have to not just pell-mell if all the cows are running off the cliff. Maybe a few cows could walk over here and maybe not run off of it. And so I've talked to our audience. I've run into a lot of people when I was going to take a few days off outside Austin. They're all just, we think it's a fear-mongering hoax, and that the virus is real, but they're using it to take control. Everyone sees the left pushing it, seizing on it, celebrating it, using it for gun confiscation, forced inoculation. And so because of that, I will not stand by when we had 600,000 die from the Spanish flu. They didn't do any of this then, and our borders are still wide open. So because of that, to illustrate this and have a larger platform to do it, that's why we're making this announcement. Norm Pattis, please make the announcement of what we're going to do, what we're going to file. Give the president today or tomorrow or whenever declares this interstate travel ban violating the Constitution and citizens' rights of we the people while the borders are wide open. Mike Adams. So we'll also be coming up to break that down and give us his take on it, as well as Dr. Francis Boyle. But, again, going to Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, make the announcement, please.
We have drafted a lawsuit
styled Alex Jones versus Donald Trump et al., naming a number of Trump's cabinet officials. In the event that President Trump announces an interstate travel ban or something like it, we will go immediately into a District of Columbia court and ask for injunctive and declaratory relief. In other words, a ruling from a judge that the action is unlawful and an order from the judge barring implementation of it. If that judge rejects our claim, we will go to the D.C. Court of Appeals. If that court rejects our claim, we will seek a hearing in the United States Supreme Court. In our view, while the COVID-19 crisis does present a real and present danger to public health, there is also something significant at stake, and that is our fundamental freedoms and rights as Americans. The country has weathered many storms, ranging from World War to other epidemics, I think of polio in the 50s, but we've never once resorted to an abandonment of constitutional principles. So, Alex, I think you may be posting this online. I'm not sure. The writ is drafted. The paperwork's ready to go. We simply await an order from the president, and then we hope to be first in court to challenge it.
Yes, one of our great writers, either Don Salazar or Kit Daniels, is going to be writing an article about this, and we'll post this video once we're not live, or we'll still be live, but they'll clip it out and put it up in the next hour or so. That'll be at InfoWars.com. And we're on the same page about this. It's this stampede. The president's original instincts to say the media hype was a hoax, not the virus, but the hysteria was a hoax. But then he went too far, so I said, hey, he needs to at least match their rhetoric. But when it goes into pure action, you see all the authoritarians licking their lips. As a constitutional lawyer, one of the top ones out there, and talking to other scholars at the Federalist Society and others, what are your main concerns as a citizen, Norm Pattis?
We have a government, a federal government of limited powers. The states have general police powers to take care of our needs in health, education, welfare, and safety. But to say limited powers on the federal level means that when the federal government acts in derogation or against fundamental rights, such as the right to interstate travel, it has to do so for compelling reasons that would survive strict scrutiny. In other words, its reasons have to be so strong and its method of doing so has to be so narrowly tailored that it does not unnecessarily infringe on our rights. An interstate travel ban or something like a lockdown in our homes is unprecedented in United States history. One of the few amendments that has not been litigated in our history is the Third Amendment, the amendment that prohibits us from being required to quarter the king's soldiers or the government soldiers in our home. This is the flip side of the Third Amendment. It's requiring us to remain in our homes absent government permission. That, I think, is intolerable as a matter of law and creates a horrible precedent. There will be other catastrophes. There will be other crises, other turning points in American history. We've had many of them, but we've never resorted to such dire means.
And that's right. Stay there. We're going to come back, Norm.
Yes.
Norm, we're going to come back to you because I want you to be able to not debate but have a discussion with Mike Adams and see what his take is on this because he's been calling for shutting down all unnecessary travel, period. And I see his point, but we haven't proven how deadly this virus is. It came out of China. Since when do the authoritarians set the precedent of how we respond or how we behave when over 1.5 million people, it's estimated, died in the Civil War so that black people would have their rights? Well, how about we all get our rights and, you know, don't capitulate to this when it's a lab-made virus that came out of Wuhan and we're not even supposed to call it Wuhan now. Folks, remember, too, it's going to take money to do this and to fight back for all our rights. And they're trying to shut us down, as you see, lying about us and demonizing us all over the news. InfoWarsStore.com has high-quality products. We have the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, 40% off. We have the DNA Force Plus back in stock. That's so good for you. That's 40% off and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We are about to sell out of the Super Silver Toothpaste and the Super Silver Immune Gargle, and we are hopefully getting more of that in the next month. Who knows? And Super Blue, we still have that also has the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine in it. So we have the Super Blue. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is high-quality products that will enrich you and your family's lives. We'll be right back with Hour 2. Please spread the word.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.